do discover, you know, a microbe somewhere. They dig, you know, a mile into the ground or even 6 inches into the ground on Mars, and they come up with something. You know, are they going to say that, well, that's not true because, you know, it was contaminated by one of our rovers that went up there. And it brought a, you know, a little microbe with it from Jet Propulsion Laboratory. You know, you can see the conspiracy people already out there, you know, that still say we never went to the moon. They'll be saying, oh, it never happened, you know. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction. You know, it's going to happen sooner or later that we're going to find something somewhere. You know, to believe that we're the only ones with any little microbes around is not possible. They just drilled 2 miles under the ground, they wanted to go down 2 miles under the ground in South Africa. There's water down there that hasn't seen the light of day in billions of years, and they've already tapped into it somehow, and I think they went down in a mine, and they found some little microbes. Now they want to investigate that further. They think if that could happen 2 miles under the ground in water that has, you know, never been to the surface, you know, they think that, well, that could be a good reason. There could also be life on Mars. They know there's water under the surface there as well. They've confirmed that, you know. Let me drop it. So that's the story on that. Let's see if anybody has any comments or questions. And see if Dick is back.
Well, Paul, you have to remember the Israelis dropped off some tardigrades on the moon during that Bereshit lunar spacecraft project.
What could they be thinking? Yeah, and you wonder how their vehicle was sterilized as well, you know. You know, is everybody going to do the same kind of standards that we do? You know, our sterilization projects cost probably $100 million. I think their whole mission was $150 million, $180 million. By the way, that's going to be funded again by some American guy that's behind funding that. I read something. Somebody wants to have a Bereshit 2. Read that somewhere. So their dream is not dead yet. I hope they make it.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, the more the merrier. I love company in space. You know, I mean, let other people pay to get there as well. And, you know, you can only learn more stuff. So, you know, the water's fine, everyone. You know, come on in.
Yeah, collectively, we've got about 20 countries involved with the International Space Station. And then China is independent of that. And countries that have direct plans, for instance, going to the moon is us, Russia, India, China, of course, Israel. So it's all adding up. And you have people interested in commercial transportation with, you know, in the space industry, SpaceX, Amazon, which is called Blue Origin. The list goes on. Let's see, I got 25.2, but no other material. You turn it over to Dick. And by the way, you have straight keenite. Anybody that likes CW, I'm a big CW fan. I have a regular Kia paddle, MFJ Kia paddle, but right next to it, I have it tied in. I've got it tied in parallel, so it's always there. So I can switch back and forth. Straight keenite, you get on and just have a conversation with anybody out there. And you can actually send the reports into the ARRL. And But the idea is to see if you can have some kind of long-winded conversation on with the straight key on CW, thought upon on any of the bands. Let me see if anybody has any comments or questions. If not, we'll turn it over to Dick. I guess not. That's thought UCC time, so like 7 o'clock on New Year's Eve, and it goes 24 hours. Dick, are you there? I don't have any other traffic. Roy, do you have anything?
I mean, I could always whip something up, but, you know, it's 11:36, it's a quiet night. I'm looking at Echolink, there's only two people there. Maybe we should kind of fold things up a little early.
I concur. Don't want, you know, I want Dick to come back and say, where'd everybody go? Well, if he does come back, we retired at 11:36, 4:36 UTC time. I didn't hear any people from out of state either tonight, so I guess other people are thinking about other things this time of year. So I hope you had a good holiday over there before I end. We got New Year's Eve coming up, so hope that goes well. We'll turn it over to you. I'm going to say 73, and we'll close down this part of the net. And we'll be back next week, or next year. AC2GS, this is WS2M.
Thank you, Dick. I wish you a happy, healthy new year as well. I had a great holiday. I was very generous to myself and bought me a whole bunch of toys. You can't buy happiness, but you certainly can rent it. So it's working out for me, at least far that way. Want to remind everyone, as I almost always do, that if you have any mailbag questions of a technical nature that you would like to ask Dick, but you can't get on the technical net for some reason, or if you have anything that you would like to have Paul discuss, just as tonight Paul discussed the toxic moon dust, or a web link, a website, a web page, some topic, what have you, or if you want to suggest a topic for me, or ask me a question, or give me a puzzler. I really look forward to people giving me a puzzler. It's a lot of work finding them. The email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, my call sign is mailbag@ac2gs.com. Alpha Charlie 2 Gulf Sierra. And there'll be links to all the articles. I already put them up. You just type on your browser, roy.ac2gs.com, and it'll get you to the links. You can go look at that new laser imaging technology and see the differences between present-day ultrasound and this new invention. And as always, these are the links to go to. Remember that I'll be at the Ham Radio University next Saturday. I'll be giving a course along with Andy, WA2CDL, on test equipment in the afternoon. And please stop by and say hello. So just want to wish everyone a happy and healthy new year. I hope 2020 does great things for you. And this is AC2GS, and I'll be going clear. Until next week, guys.
Okay, 73, boy. Try to, if I get over to Ham Radio University, I think I score. I think it's room G. I'll have to look at that again. Where you and Andy are. But whatever. Looks good. WS2M2. Oh, we got the ClubNet tomorrow night. Club Info Net at 8:30 on these repeaters. WS2S.
SCOM 7330 version 3.7.1.
And 2DQI on frequency.
W2VL repeater.
This is N2DQI, anybody copy?
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Good morning, the time is 5 o'clock a.m. This is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
WB2G, I think. GC2WYQ. Happy New Year.
Well, you're a little bit early, and it's WB2ZSE, Zulu Sugar Echo.
Well, I'd rather be a little bit late.
Good point.
Okay, so I have to skedaddle out of here in a few minutes. I thought I would make contact if you happen to hear.
And I thank you very much. He just wanted to see if Andy was around. And if not, I'm going to give him a phone call. WB2ZF.
WB2ZF. KCQWIQ. His name is Michael.
So we've spoken in the past, Michael. It's just been a little while. Anyway, I'm probably in a marginally noisy area right now, I think.
Yes, I can hear the hissing on your signal.
Okay. Andy didn't show up. Let me make a phone call. WB2ZF.
QCQWIQ. WB2C. 73 and Happy New Year.
I'm here. You don't have to call me. WA2CDL.
Andy, can I break in? Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Michael. Happy New Year to you, too. I just got up about 10 minutes ago. Yep. Happy New Year. It's a good
GC2, FYQ, going 73. Going to work.
Okay, have a good day at work, too. I guess you're on the road, Steve?
Yep, just left the deli. Got my sandwich and coffee.
Alright, you'll probably get there before me, so I'll just meet you up there. Because I just got up. And, you know what I was thinking? Here's a hunch. Is it possible the repeater is on two separate controllers? Because I'm hearing multiple IDs. The internal controller and the external SCOM, could it be on both at the same time?
I turned off the internal ID.
When did...
The other day.
Okay, repeater's back. It just dropped. But could it be on both controllers anyway?
Also, a limited extent, it's on the internal. Because that's what feeds the external.
So the internal. So maybe there's something with that. Because of that extra little crash that you're hearing. The squelch crash. And maybe the timeout timer is not set for the internal one or something. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Well, we can double check when I get up there. That's with you. We'll look at all the stuff and see what's going on.
Okay, and I got something for you, too. I got a present for you.
I don't know if I want to ask. By the way, do you have any 5 1/4-inch rack panels?
Now you're getting pushy. 5 1/4. I gotta look. I might.
Yeah, it's the next size up from the other one. I'll show you what we can use, what we're gonna use this for. That's either that or I'll have to pick one up.
I might have one. Alright, let me get dressed and everything else. I'm just bringing the PA amplifier. I guess that's all you need?
Yep, that's it. I got all my tools. I got the service monitor. I got a watt meter. So, that should do it. I'll let you go. I'm going to stop over in Westbury for a minute since you're running a little bit back.
Are you on a schedule today to get something done at a certain time? Are you free most of the day?
No, I'm just shooting to be home at about 3 o'clock if I can. I figure we'll spend a couple hours up there. We should do it.
All right. No, I just wanted to make sure you're not on a deadline. Okay. All right. I'm not either for today, but I got to finish up. I started working on this HRU stuff, So this weekend, I got to finish that. And, you know, because I'm off the whole week anyway. So, all right. I'll see you. So when you get there, just go up, and then I'll meet you up there.
Let's see what happens. I'm going to probably need a hand keeping the stuff dry getting inside. So I was going to try to work with you. Okay. Catch you when you're on the road.
All right, well, you're shooting for 9 o'clock, so I'll shoot for that time. You know, between, well, not exactly 9, not... All right, repeat is back. Yeah, I don't know if you were listening on other frequencies, because I answered you, but you didn't hear me, I guess.
No, I'm only doing one thing at a time right now. And that's, well, 1.5. I was finishing up breakfast and talking to you, so. No, I will talk to you. Just I'll get things done. I'll talk to you on the way.
I'll see you later. WHCDO.
Sorry, I didn't hear you too well there. My volume was a little low. How am I getting in?
You're coming in fine now. Previously, you were breaking up a little bit. I don't know if that's a computer or not. But you sound good.
Test a little bit lower power. Could you stick with me for a second?
All right, go ahead. I'm just on a HP in the house, but give it a try.
Give me a 10 count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Well, I heard your mind. A little bit of background static. As I said, it could have been the repeater.
I want to take you down one more notch to lower power. Let's try one more time.
Alright, just give me a 5 count.
Lowest power. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The ACQWT testing.
Well, that was noticeably worse. We were breaking up a little bit, so I will always keep it at one setting above.
Alright, this is medium power again. Is this better?
Yes, absolutely. Are you on HP?
Non-mobile in the car, so I got, you know, I'm moving. I just went from 5 watts to 25 watts. I'm in New Jersey.
Okay, well, you're doing well. I normally run 25 watts all the time in the car.
On your side, I know you're an AC in the house. Maybe if you hold it closer to you, your audio is a little low, or maybe turn up the mic gain just a tiny bit. That's perfect, but it sounds distant.
Well, that could be because I'm on an HT coming into the cellular repeater. You know, they just made some change, and I've been a little low since they made the change off. They'll be working on that.
All right, roger that. Well, thank you for the check. I appreciate it. And I'm glad I'm getting in okay. I got a new Yaesu. That's what I'm testing out here, making sure everything sounds right.
Yeah, you sound good. What kind of, what radio did you get?
It's the FTM 7250D. It's I guess it's one of the newer ones. It has the digital in it, but it's like it's $200. It's a like a simple model. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but it can do their the C4 FM.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one. I have the FTM 100 in the car and on my desk. And great little radio. You know, it's 2 meters, 440, and 4 FM as well.
Are there any C4 FM repeaters in Long Island that have good coverage?
No, there's only one that I get into occasionally. I believe it's in Plainview. We go through a search for it, but I really don't have really aren't many C4 FMs around. But that might have changed in the last year or next.
Gotcha, yeah. The only one I know that I can get into is here in Bergen County where I am.
Well, I'm afraid we're a little bit out of luck, but it's just nice to have the ability just in case.
Yeah, not everybody has it, so there's not as many people to talk to.
Well, the problem is there's a lot of different digital standards, and certain areas have more of one type than another, and we have DMR in Long Island here, which I'm really not into, but I try to upstate the regular radio.
Yeah, definitely less headaches of analog. Just plug it in and it goes.
Yes, that and playing with HF. It's a lot of fun making long distance contacts. Even though the conditions aren't that great right now, but I have a lot of fun with that.
I got to pull over in a second, so I got to say 7-3. This is John, by the way. That's my name. Call sign is AC2WC. Thank you so much for giving me the signal check. I really appreciate it. I'll give you the final word.
All right, John. Good luck with the new radio, and maybe I'll catch you again. KD2KNH clear. Name is Charlie. It's going to be great.
I gotta get a lot of stuff done for HRU for Saturday, so I'm working on that. Steve, over to you.
Yeah, I just left Westbury. I picked up some hardware and left over there.
All right, so Andy, do you have any idea on the fact that over the weekend the repeater was cutting out intermittently?
No, but we're going to find out. We'll find out pretty quick. shouldn't be that hard to figure out. Once it drops out, we'll know why it drops out. And Steve, I'm on the way. I didn't bring any. Steve, should I have brought tools? I'm only a couple of blocks away. You think I need tools, or you have everything, Steve?
No, I have an adequate amount. No sense in duplication.
All right, all I did is bring the PA. Nothing else. Okay. So head back to you, and that's what we're going to do. Maybe we'll get lucky and get this whole thing done quick.
As Hamlet says, 'tis the consummation devoutly to be wished, which in modern English is, I hope so. Steve?
Once you said that, that's exactly what I was thinking. Hi, Ed, how are you?
In Hamlet's To Be or Not To Be speech, he talks about to end the sea of trouble, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. Consummation, in that case, just means a...
Ed, are you into opera at all?
A little. I wouldn't consider myself an aficionado, but I know some of the more famous ones.
I was just curious because of the way that you're wording things. Are you into astrology? Do you believe in your sign, whatever your sign is?
Absolutely not. No way. Well, I have to say, that is some quantum leap from opera to astrology. I'd love to know the thought processes there.
No, I just said some... I just purposely said some far-out things. See, now opera's not as far-out as astrology is. Because I believe in my sign. I actually have a book. Now, this is me. And it may sound weird, but I have a book on the sign that I am, and it's very fitting for me. It works. It describes me and my...
You know, it's almost like it's a timing issue.
Could be. Did you hear anything I said? I probably, because I wasn't listening there. Ed, you didn't hear what I said, right?
I did hear you say that you are somewhat interested in astrology. It does seem in some cases to apply to you, and that's when the repeater went out. But as long as I have it, let me say, I believe what we are is a product of our genetics and our experiences. And I can't say astrology has, the stuff in astrology has zero effect, but it's definitely, in my mind, a third order effect at best. Back to Andy.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Okay, we got the beep. Well, yeah, I what I said was that you missed. I have a book on astrology and different signs, and I know my sign, and it's me. Reading what the book says fits my own attributes. That's all. And they talk about how and why and all that stuff. Not that I believe it fully, 'cause I'm skeptical, but it does fit. And I've also... I've done a little bit more research on it. All right, that's all I said before, so I have a book on it. And it has nothing to do with opera. Because I was thinking of philosophy and philosophical things and all this other stuff. All right. Steve, I'll give it back to you. That was the end of that topic.
Okay. I am on the parkway by IU Willits Road.
Steve, all of a sudden you have a lot of audio and an echo.
It's called cause and effect. Hold on, let me turn the other radio down.
Ah, that explains it.
Yeah. See, since I'm talking twice, it's louder.
And the echo is because it's not totally in synchronization, I guess.
Well, no, the echo is because I have feedback, and there is a slight timing difference between what comes through my radio and what goes out my radio. It's basically digital, and
you listening here?
Yeah, the repeater went out after you spent about 47 words to basically say what I said before. But I think it's a thermal problem. It seems to be going faster. I don't know. I suspect you investigate a thermal problem with the repeater. Over to Andy.
Yeah, what I said, we'll find out soon enough. You know, the good news is that it happens. You can't fix something that works. As long as it goes out, you can figure out what's going out. So that's not too bad. All right. I think it's supposed to rain all day today, too. And at least the temperature, 41 degrees, not too big. Can you imagine if all this was snow? Forget it. We've been just a mess. All right, Steve, back to you.
Yeah, what's your ETA, by the way?
I'm on Nassau Boulevard coming up to the railroad tracks on, what is it, Jericho? So what is this called? Williston, you know, near Garden City. So I just take Marcus. So you figuring maybe 15 minutes at the most?
Okay, I'm going to be there for you.
Yeah, well, you're already up north. You're on the expressway or the parkway.
Yeah, well, I am now. When I started out, I was over in Westbury. Okay, not a problem.
I have a question. Let's both of you guys. Let me make sure. One reason why I say thermal is if it's either it's running too hot or maybe a thermal sensor is set to this, you get a time sensitive lens. On the other hand, does the repeater have some kind of a mechanism that would not have an announcement so it would, you know, just sneak up on you? Let's start with Andy.
Yeah, Ed, your signal was very noisy and weak and fluttery. I couldn't understand the question that you asked. I don't know where you are right now, just to let you know. If you want to repeat it, you can. Steve, over to you.
Yeah, I think I got part of what it is. Ed, there's just so much involved here. Oh, well.
It's back. I heard you. It's back.
I'm putting $2 on thermal shutdown to win a third.
We'll find out.
Did you hear what I said, Steve?
Yeah, you got $2 on the thermal issue.
To myself. Meanwhile, I'm just about at work.
Ed, I'll raise you $5.
Wait, are you for it or against it?
I didn't hear that. I guess you heard what I said. All right, It's funny. Yeah. If you want to repeat what you said, it's, I'll read you 10. How's that?
Seriously. It's coming faster. It's on less time. It's off less time. As it warms up, it sounds to me like a thermal shutdown issue. Thermal shutdown.
Oh, we won't know until we get there. Usually, I don't think about these things. That's me. When I go to fix something, I don't even think about it until I get there, and then I start fresh. I find it's better. And until I investigate, I guess we have to do that. All right. I'm at Marcus now, Steve.
All right. Well, just so you know, WB2 EAV is at work. It's up on fire.
Yeah, okay. I'm at the corner of Marcus and Lakeville, just about to make the turn.
All right, if you want to wait, I'm just waiting for the light to change here at Hillside. It just changed, so, you know, if you want to wait a few minutes, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll meet you down by the office where we check in. I got to go into the gate, so I'll talk to you in a few minutes. WB2ZSE.
And light just, I missed the light. Light just turned and traffic didn't move. Yeah, just wait in the office. I'll see you over there. 73 Ed, talk to you later if you're still listening.
WA2CDL, WB2CSA.
Yeah, not too far away from Lakeville. Go ahead.
Check in.
I didn't hear that. What'd you say?
I'm going to go inside and check in. I will either be inside or out in my car near the door. WB2CSA.
Okay. I will be there. Few minutes. Let's wait to see the end.
Here and check in.
Well, that's what I'm going to do since I find a spot. I gotta look for a spot.
Oh, what do you usually do? Go in the front? Because I'm in the back at the moment.
Oh, I'm in the front. Can you park in the back?
Only while you go to check in.
The last time I tried that, they didn't want me to park there. I'll go to the front, because I'm here anyway.
Okay, I'll go up front and wait here then. WB2ZSE. WCD. WA2CDL, WB2CSE.
I'm coming over to you. Where are you now?
I went and I parked by one because I couldn't find you.
Oh, I just checked in. So I'm coming over to one now.
Okay. I'm going to start putting stuff on the hand truck and meet you by the front door.
I'm coming to that now. Just got back into the car.
Okay. I'll meet you by the front door. WB2CS. All
right. WB2CS. Are you staying where you are? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Hold on. I'm coming out.
WB2ZSE.
CSE.
That's tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2CSE.
WB2CSE.
WB2CSE, that's the Mobile. I'm done. Ooh, you don't sound